Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is about concern. Now let's learn some sentences. 有什么问题吗? What's the problem? 什么事让你困扰? What's troubling you? 什么事让你烦心? What's bothering you? 你在想什么? What's on your mind? 你在担心什么? What are you so concerned about? 你在忧虑什么? What are you so worried about?为什么板着一张脸? Why the long face? 你板着脸干什么? What's with the long face? 一切都还好吗? Is everything okay? Is everything alright? 看起来你正为什么事感到烦心?It looks like something's bothering you. 看起来你正为什么事感到困扰。It looks like something's troubling you. 出什么事了? What's going on? 你怎么了? What's up with you? 我真的很关心这种事。I'm really concerned about it. 我真的非常担心这种事。I'm really worried about it. 我该怎么办? What could I have done with it? 我一整夜都没合眼。I couldn't sleep a wink.我有些事情要跟你谈谈。I've got something that I need to talk to you about. Okay, let's listen to today's conversation. Hello, Mrs. Summers. This is Mrs. Lee. John hasn't come home yet, and I'm getting a little concerned. What time did he leave there?About an hour ago, but I wouldn't worry too much. You know how boys are.
Yeah, I know, but it usually only takes him 30 minutes to walk home.
Maybe he stopped off at a friend's house.
Yeah, maybe you are right.
Oh, wait, I think I hear the door opening now.
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation.
Hello, Mrs. Summers.
萨默斯夫人您好。
This is Mrs. Lee.
我是李太太。注意，我们在打电话的时候，当你向对方介绍我是谁，我们用 this is, 不用 I am. 下面 John hasn't come home yet.
John 到现在还没有回家。
And I'm getting a little concerned. 我现在有一点担心。
Get concerned 表示变得担心。
A little 表示有一点儿。
Get a little concerned
就是变得有一点担心。那这里 I'm getting a little concerned 就是我现在呢变得有一点担心了。
What time did he leave there?
他是什么时候离开那儿的?
What time 表示什么时候
相当于一个单词 when.
When
拼写是 W-H-E-N 表示什么时候?
About an hour ago.
大约一个小时之前。
Ago
表示在什么什么之前。
比如说一周前就是 a week ago， 三个月前叫 three months ago。
下面 but I wouldn't worry too much，
但是我不会太担心。
You know how boys are，
你知道男孩子吗？
Yeah, I know，
是啊，我知道。
But usually only takes him 30 minutes to walk home，
但是通常情况下呢，他只需要30分钟就能步行回家了。这里用到一个句型叫做It takes 加上 somebody 加上一段时间加上 to do something， 表示做某事需要花费某人多长时间。注意这里的 somebody 要加宾格的形式、人称代词的宾格形式。下面我已经把会出现的所有人称代词的宾格已经写下来了、It takes her, himUs, me, you, them， 加上一段时间，加上、to do something， 就是做某事花了女的她、男的他、我们、我、你、他们多长时间做某事。比如说这里啊，这个例句是 It takes her， 或者是 him， 或者是 us， 或者 me， 或者 you， 或者 them。2 weeks to finish the work. 这份工作花费了他、我们、我、你、他们2周时间完成。好，我们继续往下看。
Maybe he stopped off at a friend's house.
也许他中途去了朋友家。好，这里有个短语叫做 stop off。表示中途逗留 stop off 中途逗留。比如说
I'll stop off in Paris for a few days to visit my cousins，
我将在巴黎停几天去拜访我的堂兄弟。好，这里就是一个短暂的停留。下面
Yeah, maybe you're right、
是的，也许你是对的。Oh, wait. Oh, 等一下。
I think I hear the door opening now.
我想我听见门开了。
Hello, Mrs. Summers. This is Mrs. Lee. John hasn't come home yet. And I'm getting a little concerned. What time did he leave there?
About an hour ago. But I wouldn't worry too much. You know how boys are.
Yeah, I know.But it usually only takes him 30 minutes to walk home.
Maybe he stopped off at a friend's house.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Oh, wait. I think I hear a door opening now.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 欢迎关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily， 在公众号里回复节目两个字，即可加入本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分。I'm Emily.I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.